The former head of the Buffalo FBI office appears ready to announce his candidacy for mayor. Bernie Tolbert told WBFO News yesterday that he will make an official announcement about his future this coming Saturday, but it's expected that he will challenge incumbent Mayor Byron Brown in the Democratic primary. Of course, the mayor is seeking his third term in City Hall. There is also a Republican candidate, Sergio Rodriguez. Joining us live to talk about the race is Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. Good morning to you, sir.
Hi, Jay.
All right, Bob, first and foremost, let's get into Bernie Tolbert. What does he bring to the table? What makes him perhaps an attractive candidate, albeit I'd have to think an underdog candidate in challenging Mayor Byron Brown?
Yeah, you're right. I think he starts out certainly with a very uphill race here. But, you know, this is a man who was the head of the Buffalo FBI. He was head of security for the National Basketball Association, had high security jobs with Coca-Cola in Atlanta. And so he has all kinds of contacts in that world that can help him with fundraising, but I think he also comes with some kind of stature. He's from Buffalo. He's well known in some parts of the city and has become very well known since his return over the last few years. So, yeah, I think we got an official contest here.
Issues, of course, will be important in this particular campaign, as they always are. What issues will Mr. Tolbert bring to the table?
Well, you know, again, I think we go back to that law enforcement background of his, and I think he's probably going to stress what he would consider to be a crime problem in the city. Education is always an issue in this town, as we have just seen with the school board elections. And then, of course, I can imagine Mayor Brown will have a picture of every construction crane at the foot of Main Street because, you know, we're not used to seeing those types of vehicles around here in recent years. But things have picked up, and I'm sure he's going to emphasize that, and he's going to say, let's stay the course. And so it's going to be a real challenge for Bernie Tolbert to try to dissuade voters from staying the course. But he is going to have a pretty good campaign, pretty good team, enough money to get his message across.
Yeah, I want to get into that a little bit. You can, I guess, criticize the mayor for whatever you'd like. The one thing I think we have to most certainly give him credit for is he is a well-organized situation at City Hall. He has his team together. I'm sure that Mr. Tolbert's not going into this all by himself. Can you tell me a little bit about some of the people that are trying to help him along?
Well, yeah, I think there's some folks. You know, one of the recognizable names is Hormoz Mansouri. We've talked about him in the news a few times. He's an engineer who has vast contacts throughout the political world and knows how to raise money. And there's some other folks out there like that the same way who have some money to give themselves, but also some real contacts in raising money for Bernie Tolbert. So I would say a lot of folks say $350,000 at the least to run an effective media campaign in a city the size of Buffalo. If he gets that, he could probably get his message out. He might get more. Who knows? But and the mayor, on the other hand, as you point out, Jay, has got a very experienced campaign team around him in City Hall, and already has more than $1 million in his campaign treasury.
What, we all know how political campaigns so often go. They can get a little nasty, but I'm just curious about bringing a man from the FBI, obviously, that it comes with a certain stature. I don't think there's any arguing that. Will we see this race get down and dirty like that, or do you think it might be something that'll, just like you said earlier, maybe focus on the issues, crime and education,
well,
perhaps,
yeah,
for Tolbert and whatever the
you
case
is?
Bring
up a good point because, you know, we've reported when Bernie Tolbert was starting to investigate this race that there was a sexual harassment charge filed against the National Basketball Association, and he was part of that when he was working in New York a few years ago. I'm not sure of all the details of it right at the moment, except that you can expect that that's going to surface in this situation. Bernie Tolbert knows it. He has answers for it. And, you know, if that becomes a issue in the race, then you're going to see that become, just as you say, a down and dirty situation.
Of course, I think a lot of the stories over the next several months will be focusing on now Mr. Tolbert and Mr. Brown, of course. But we have that third candidate, that Republican candidate, Sergio Rodriguez. How does he play into this, or is he going to be pretty much out of the picture here for the next few months?
Well, I don't think there's any question that the focus will be on the Democratic primary in September. And in an extremely overwhelmingly Democratic city like Buffalo with a 7-to-1 registration edge for the Dems, that's where the action is going to be. Sergio Rodriguez will make his case in the November general election, but I think Kevin Helfer showed us in 2005 that even with a well-financed and well-crafted campaign, it's awfully difficult to even come close in Democratic Buffalo. So that'll be something to watch, and you know, you never can tell either. Maybe somebody else will jump in. We see no signs of that happening in the primary, but you never can tell.
And one other thing we didn't touch upon is party politics here. The mayor, of course, has really pretty much been on his own in terms of running things, not really associated with the county office. Will the county office get involved in this, and you know, who will they back?
That's the next big question, and one that I think we're all watching right now. That's going to have to be determined in the next few weeks. And I think Mayor Brown would like to have the party endorsement, the endorsement of Chairman Jeremy Zellner and his committee. I think that the party would like to endorse the mayor, but there have been some conditions laid down by the chairman, including that the mayor work for some of the candidates that Chairman Zellner and his crew will be backing, especially in the county legislature, which is going to be another real focus of attention with a slim majority there now. So for the Dems, so all these things need to be worked out. But as you point out, if Byron Brown does not receive the party endorsement, it is not the end of the world for him. He will just continue right on with his own party organization. And it won't make a particle of difference to him, I don't think.
Very good. Well, as always, Bob, it looks like we'll have plenty to talk about in the coming months, and we look forward to talking to you again.
I will, too. Thanks.
All right. Bob McCarthy, Buffalo News political reporter, with us this morning. The expected announcement coming on Saturday from Bernie Tolbert that he will challenge the mayor in the Democratic primary this coming fall.